Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this beautiful Monday afternoon, early evening. Let's go ahead and look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
Local contractor Jesse McLacoste is facing trial in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties with jury selection currently underway. He's been charged with defrauding homeowners, insurance companies, and subcontractors of over $2 million, as well as falsifying his applications for county and state contractor license.
Number two.
Terminal expansion and upgrades are coming to Pensacola International. The terminal expansion and modernization program is one of the largest investments in the airport's history. The project will expand gate areas and add new concessions to support the increasing travel demand. The groundbreaking ceremony is scheduled for Wednesday morning at around 9 a.m.
Number three.
The National Hurricane Center reports that no tropical development is expected in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days. Now, in the central Atlantic, Tropical Storm Lorenzo has formed, according to NHC models. The system is projected to curve northward into the Atlantic with potential impacts near Africa or Portugal. No U.S. coastline impacts are expected. 615. News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at that weather and traffic together this afternoon.
Luckily, not too much to dig into, and that's how it's been for the bulk of this afternoon. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home this evening. We did have our usual afternoon backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. At last check, I said that should die down soon, and it looks like it's just about completely clear. The only other problem that's been giving us consistent trouble is Navarre Beach Bridge. If you are getting off of Navarre Beach, heading towards Navarre Parkway, we still have a heavy wave of congestion there. It looks like it is slowly but surely breaking up, but it's still quite considerable at this time, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, there's not much. As for your weather, sitting at around 80 degrees, low of 62 tonight. It's been sunny, mostly clear for the last several days. That's how it's going to be for the next several. This entire week should be a low of 62 this evening, but tomorrow high of 86.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
The federal government shutdown continuing here today. District 1 Representative Jimmy Patronis spoke about the ongoing situation.
I was with a bunch of folks over the weekend, and I'm sitting there looking at the crowd, and there wasn't a single person there that cared that Washington was shut down. I mean, they're on with their life, you know, and I mean, that's why I just feel like it's kind of ridiculous. Guys, we're elected to run the country, and we can't even, you know, work this out.
Well, senators won't be back for another effort until tomorrow, so there you go.
In a weekend car crash in Escambia County, Alabama, claimed the life of 19-year-old Alexander Blade Sellers. The accident occurred on Escambia County 4 when Sellers' 2014 Chevrolet Camaro left the roadway, struck several trees, and flipped over. He was not wearing a seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. No other vehicles were involved, and an investigation is ongoing.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Florida man has been arrested for intentionally starting the most destructive wildfire in the history of Los Angeles. Christian Goodwin has more for us.
A judge ordering Jonathan Rindernecht to remain jailed, citing mental health concerns. The 29-year-old who was working as an Uber driver and living in Los Angeles earlier this year was arrested in Florida. He's accused of starting a fire with a lighter on New Year's Day that smoldered underground before reigniting by high winds days later to become the Palisades Fire, charged with destruction of property by means of fire. Federal officials say Rindernecht called 911 to report the blaze, returning to watch it, citing evidence including cell phone data, videos, and a ChatGPT-generated image of a burning city on his device, noting additional charges, including murder, could follow. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The man convicted of murdering two women in Hillsborough County back in 1996 will be put to death this week. Governor Ron DeSantis recently signed a death warrant for 72-year-old Samuel Lee Smithers. The former church deacon is scheduled to die by lethal injection on Tuesday, and his attorneys are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to spare his life due to his age. Smithers will be the 14th inmate to be executed this year.
Okay, SpaceX launching its final Starship rocket in potentially less than just a few minutes right now. The company just shared has begun fueling the massive booster. So it will be lifting off. They're saying it should have already gone, so there might be a delay there. Mm. We are watching this for you live from there at the space complex in Texas, in South Texas, this afternoon. So once that kind of clears up or we get some more facts about it, we'll pass it on to you. But right now, SpaceX still ready to launch Starship Flight 11.
Excellent. And we were talking just a moment ago about a convicted killer who's on death row. Well, we've got a story about another one. A convicted killer back in a Lee County courtroom fighting to overturn his death sentence. Mark Sivers found guilty of hiring a hitman to kill his wife, Dr. Teresa Sivers, in their Bonita Springs home back in 2015. His lawyers now claim he had poor legal representation and say that there's new evidence in the case. The hearing got underway today and is expected to last through the entire week.
One grocery store in Florida generating lots of buzz with the addition of a bar and booze-friendly carts. I was wondering why Publix put those little hand cart holders on those.
I was wondering what those were for.
What was going on there? And now I know. Angelo Bravaro has more on the details.
At this particular Publix supermarket in Wellington, Florida, shoppers can sip a craft beer mimosa and push carts with cup holders. The store is home to Publix Pours, a full bar serving beer, wine, coffee, and smoothies. There's also a wide variety of food options, including a burrito counter and a popcorn station. The location is going viral and has earned the nickname of Clublix among customers who claim that it lives up to the Florida-based supermarket chain slogan, where shopping is a pleasure. And the fun may keep flowing, with the director of communications for Publix supermarkets telling Fox News it's a concept that shoppers could be seeing more of in the future. Angelo Bavaro, Fox News.
And lastly, here's civil rights attorney Ben Crump, now representing a Jacksonville mother who was arrested outside her daughter's school. Body cam video shows a scuffle between an officer and Erica McGriff at the Idea Charter School last week. Police say McGriff escalated the situation by punching and biting the officer after being approached about her parked car, but Crump says McGriff was unarmed and posed no threat, and he's calling for accountability from the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. We'll take a quick break here with it being 6:19. Well, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now, and when we return in just a few minutes, we'll have another quick check of your roads and weather for you, which has been very gracious to us so far this afternoon, and we'll also get some hard-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Join Ballet Pensacola tomorrow at 10:30 on Pep Talk, where Sarah and guest choreographer Michael Papalardo introduce the upcoming performance of Dracula at the Center. This is a must-see production. Every movement is infused with hypnotic beauty and raw power, creating an experience that is unforgettable. Tickets are available October 17th through the 26th. Get yours at BalletPensacola.org or at the Center Box Office.
Sergeant R.J. Anderson's dream was to take to the skies.
I've always wanted to be a soldier, but my ultimate goal was to be a pilot. I think I was meant to fly. I had just applied to be a part of the 160th SOAR regiment, and I was going to airborne school that next Monday. So I decided to go on a motorcycle ride with my buddies. We were going through a turn, and that's all I remember. That's the day everything changed. I was told by the doctor that I would never walk again. Thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America, competing in adaptive sports lit my fire again. They help you transition for the rest of your life to that individual that you want to be. Sports like hand cycling really pushes you to find who you are in that redefining moment after injury. With PVA Sports, I've found my freedom. Now when I think about my future, the possibilities are endless.
For more information, visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Obviously, the big news of the day is the release of the hostages, the success of President Trump at getting phase one of the Israeli-Hamas peace deal done, and all of the follow-on to that. We talked with Congressman Jimmy Patronis about that and the shutdown, and also the 250th birthday of your United States Navy, plus Wheel of Fortune. Visit Pensacola and Visit Florida have gotten Pensacola to be on Wheel of Fortune. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app, to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
623 News Radio 92.3. We are watching and waiting here. SpaceX is scheduled to carry out the 11th flight test of its Starship spacecraft right now, T-minus 34 seconds and counting from the South Texas site. Company reporting that future launches from the Kennedy Space Complex are planned before the end of the year, although an official target launch date has not been confirmed. SpaceX continues to pursue plans to expand Starship operations at the Florida operations. We're now looking at T-minus 10 seconds and counting 9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There is ignition, and they have liftoff at this point of SpaceX, the 11th flight test of its Starship spacecraft. Lifting off from South Texas as we speak right now. It has cleared the tower, and it is climbing at a pretty high rate of speed, over 300 miles per hour at this point. They're at an altitude of 0.6 kilometers, and it's climbing, looking great.
Excellent.
So it is taken off this afternoon. You heard the live countdown right here.
I should have done the sound effects.
There you go.
Alrighty. With it being almost 625
looks
here.
Looks pretty, actually. Just gorgeous, clear skies. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. With it being almost 625 here, we'll go ahead and get our another quick check of the roads and weather for you, because hopefully I should be able to keep it brief. Let's see. Not too much going on the roads from what I can see, other than a wave of congestion coming off of Navarre Beach, heading over the bridge towards Navarre Parkway. That is lessening, but it is still present. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for your weather, 80 degrees, low of 62 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear for the rest of your week, similar to how it was today. Tomorrow's high going to be 86.
Let me go ahead and jump on the stocks information for you. Stocks in up today. Nice day on the markets. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
The major averages clawing back some of Friday's steep losses after President Trump softened his criticism of China. Most of the 11 S&P 500 sectors were higher, with tech the best performer, while consumer staples lagged. Gold hitting historic highs and rising over $4,100 a troy ounce as investors seek safety, and silver scoring its first record high at over $50 an ounce. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Procter & Gamble, Sherwin-Williams, and IBM. The Dow rising 588 points. The Nasdaq up 490. S&P 500 up 102. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon asking the Supreme Court to dismiss his contempt of Congress conviction. Bannon served a four-month prison sentence for not appearing for a deposition ordered by the now-disbanded January 6th committee and refusing to turn in subpoenaed documents. His appeal revolves around his attorney's advice to delay compliance with the committee until executive privilege disputes were resolved, and his legal team is also arguing the legitimacy of the committee itself.
Okay, that nor'easter is working its way up the U.S. East Coast, bringing heavy rain, flooding risk. Bane Froney is in Long Beach, New York this afternoon with the latest on News Radio 92.3.
The winds are now howling. We looked at a buoy's measurements way out to sea, probably just a little bit offshore. About 15-foot waves way out there, probably about 10-foot waves coming up closer to the shoreline here. But it's been a really great day for surfers, not so much for folks that were trying to enjoy the beach day. This entire weekend has been a complete washout. But again, not really dealing with too much of that rain for right now. It's mostly our wind gusts, and we could still be seeing wind gusts up to 40, even 45 miles per hour. On top of this, we're going to be dealing with these pretty rough wind conditions. We still have that coastal flood warning as well.
Former President Bill Clinton grateful that Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire. The former president released a statement on X applauding the deal, as well as the release of 20 living hostages, while also noting that the Trump administration deserves great credit for keeping everyone engaged until the agreement was reached.
Yes, we are watching the liftoff of SpaceX, the 11th flight test of its Starship aircraft. Right now, 3 minutes and 30 seconds into the flight, it is cruising along at a nice clip, 5,500 miles per hour, and everything looks just absolutely great. So things are looking good for SpaceX as we kind of walked you through the liftoff about 4 minutes ago.
All right, and a handful of airports refusing to play a video that blames Democrats for the ongoing government shutdown. The video features Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem saying, "Democrats in Congress refuse to fund the federal government, and because of this, many of our operations are impacted." Officials at airports in Seattle, Portland, Phoenix, and Buffalo, and even Westchester, New York, have decided not to play the video at TSA checkpoints.
Okay, while we're talking about airlines, well, they are urging patience as the U.S. air traffic staffing issues continue during the government shutdown. Carmen Roberts has more on the story.
Airline passengers suffered through more than 7,000 flight delays Thursday and are dealing with thousands more as air traffic control staffing issues continue. A group representing major U.S. airlines, Airlines for America, is asking travelers to be patient, adding it's safe to fly, but ATC staffing shortages are straining the system, causing flights to be spaced out and slowing down everything. Some 13,000 air traffic controllers and about 50,000 TSA officers are required to work without pay during the government shutdown. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And a few minutes ago, we were talking about Nor'easter. Well, one person has died as a result of rain and heavy winds from it. A woman was killed in New York City when a solar panel broke loose due to the strong winds and hit her while walking on a sidewalk. The storm has also caused the cancellation of the iconic Columbus Day Parade. Rain and strong winds expected to continue to cause havoc around the city and the surrounding areas
today. UK's president is headed to the White House later this week. A lot more visitors coming in. Jessica Rosenthal has more on News Radio 92.3.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is planning to meet President Trump at the White House this Friday to discuss the possibility of receiving new weaponry. European countries now purchase weapons to be sent to Ukraine. Zelensky's long wanted longer range capabilities. On Sunday, President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One it is appropriate to bring up the possibility of sending Ukraine Tomahawk missiles with Russia.
Do they want to have Tomahawks going in their direction? I don't think so. I think I might speak to Russia about that, in all fairness. I told that to President Zelensky, because Tomahawks are a new step of aggression.
But he said if the war is not going to be settled, he may send them, and that Russia does not want that. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, so you're thinking about buying or selling your home. You're going to need the mortgage numbers, and here they are, just fresh off the press. Mortgage News Daily reporting rates slightly lower today. 30-year fixed mortgage standing at 6.32%. The average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.84%. Coming up in less than five, sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump is returning to Washington after signing an agreement in the Middle East today to end the two-year war between Israel and Hamas in Gaza.
In a speech before Israel's Knesset, President Trump said peace is coming to the Middle East following generations of conflict, noting this opportunity for Palestinian leaders and their people.
It's Fox's Mike Emanuel. All remaining living hostages held by Hamas have been released. More protesters are arrested after a demonstration at a Chicago area ICE facility.
The Cook County Sheriff's Department says some 22 people were picked up, most of them for resisting and obstructing, a few people for destruction of federal property, and a few people for assault on federal agents. This, as a U.S. district judge ruled, the fence is on municipal land, blocks emergency vehicles, and needs to come down by midnight Tuesday.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin in Broadview, Illinois. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. I don't think it gets talked enough about how the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady to retirement, and they've still been one heck of an organization. Tampa won a playoff game in the 2023 season, then made the playoffs last year, and are now off to a 5-1 start in 2025. And the biggest reason for all this post-Brady success is Baker Mayfield, who's been balling out ever since arriving in Tampa, and right now looks to be the MVP of the NFL. I'm Zach Gelb.
Fox News.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night, too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Rates may vary. Billed monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
New South Proud! What does New South Proud mean? It means you can save 35% on windows and doors. And not just any windows and doors. We're talking New South American-made windows and doors that offer premium protection from hurricanes, intruders, and noise. And they're guaranteed for life. Get 35% off American-made windows and doors until October 31st, 2025. Call 800-NEW-WINDOWS. Visit newsouthwindow.com/deal for details.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we'll talk all things Beach-a-ween for Friday, plus the Pensacola Interstate Fair and some good news from the Condé Nast Traveler's Guide.
Thursday at 10, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Local contractor Jesse Lacoste facing trial in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties with jury selection currently underway. He's been charged with defrauding homeowners, insurance companies, and subcontractors of over $2 million, as well as falsifying his applications for county and state contractor licenses.
Number two.
Well, terminal expansion and upgrades coming to Pensacola International. The terminal expansion and modernization program is one of the largest investments in the airport's history. The project will expand gate areas and add new concessions to support the increasing travel demand. The groundbreaking ceremony is set to go Wednesday morning, 9 a.m.
Number three.
The National Hurricane Center reports that no tropical development is expected in the Gulf of America for the next 7 days. In the central Atlantic, Tropical Storm Lorenzo has formed, though. According to NHC models, the system is projected to curve northward into the Atlantic with potential impacts near Africa or Portugal. No U.S. coastline impacts are expected as of this time.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
The federal government shutdown continues. District 1 Representative Jimmy Petronas spoke spoke about the ongoing situation.
I was with a bunch of folks over the weekend, and I'm sitting there looking at the crowd, and there wasn't a single person there that cared that Washington was shut down. I mean, they're on with their life, you know, and I mean, that's why I just feel like it's kind of ridiculous. Guys, we're elected to run the country, and we can't even, you know, work this out.
Senators won't be back for another effort until tomorrow.
And portions of North Escambia are now experiencing dry and dangerous drought conditions. Walnut Hill, Molino, McDavid are just a few areas experiencing the worst of the conditions. The remainder of Escambia County is officially identified as just abnormally dry. There's no rain in the forecast for next week, as we've been telling you throughout this afternoon. Farmers in the area are taking advantage of the dry weather to harvest crops.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Okay, NFL fans are being treated to not one, two games tonight. Joe Morgan has a preview for you.
For the third time this season, the NFL will play a doubleheader on Monday Night Football. At 7:15 Eastern, Michael Penix Jr. and the Falcons welcome reigning MVP Josh Allen and the Bills to Atlanta. 4-1 Buffalo brings an explosive offense into the matchup, averaging nearly 396 yards per game, good for third best in the NFL, while the 2-2 Falcons lead the league in total defense, allowing just 244 yards per game. In the second game of the night, it's all about the quarterbacks. The 2-2 Bears and the 3-2 Commanders kick off at 8:15 Eastern from Landover, Maryland, in a matchup between Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, the first two picks of the 2024 draft. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
The latter of those two games, Bears and Commanders, can be found on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola. You can listen to ESPN Pensacola on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Trey Yesavage is speaking out following numerous attacks directed at his family. Not happy about this at all. Here's Jared Max.
The Toronto Blue Jays starting pitcher for Game 2 of the American League Championship Series, 22-year-old Trey Yesavage, shared with reporters that since his impressive playoff debut in the division series versus the Yankees, his family has been the subject of online abuse.
It's sad to see that people close to me are being attacked for my performances on the field, whether that's my parents, my brothers, my girlfriend, family. It's just really sad. And I know I have the platform to address it, so I am. And I hope that people can realize that those individuals have nothing to do with what happens on the field or whatnot.
Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Trey Yesavage. Jared Max, Fox News.
And speaking of baseball, former MLB player and coach Sandy Alomar Sr., dead at the age of 81. The MLB announced Alomar's death on Monday in a post on X, but details surrounding his death were not revealed. The Puerto Rican native played for six different teams across his 15-year playing career, and he went on to coach for several major league teams through 2009. Alomar is also the father of Sandy Alomar Jr., who's a six-time All-Star, and Roberto Alomar, who's a Hall of Famer.
Several new teams going to be joining an exhibition baseball league starting next year. We're talking about the Savannah Bananas League. Here's Jeff Manasso.
The Banana Ball Baseball League grows to six teams. The league announcing last week the addition of the Loco Beach Coconuts and the Indianapolis Clowns, adding to the Savannah Bananas, Party Animals, Firefighters, and Texas Tailgaters, all set to compete in big games next year. League founder Jesse Cole saying the 2026 season is coming to 75 stadiums in 45 states, all played in front of 3.2 million expected fans next year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
And if you're struggling with depression, this month is the time to open up about it. Here's Lisa Brady.
This is House Call for Health. October is National Depression and Health Screening Month. The Blue Cross Blue Shield of Rhode Island says major depression is one of the most common mental health disorders. Many factors can affect anyone when it comes to depression, but it can present itself differently across individuals. That's why the group says screenings should be a routine part of healthcare. The Cleveland Clinic says you can't always prevent depression, but there are ways to help reduce your risk, like maintaining a healthy sleep routine, managing depression with healthy coping mechanisms, and practicing regular self-care activities like exercise, meditation, and yoga. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health on Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And a new study shows that 40% of deadly car accidents are linked to marijuana. The research was conducted by scientists at Ohio's Wright State University. They looked at the blood levels of 246 drivers killed over a six-year period and found elevated levels of THC, which is the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. The lead author says the study highlights public health risk posed by driving under the influence of weed, despite recreational cannabis now legalized in half of the United States.
Speaker Mike Johnson responds to criticism over a fellow Republican on health care. Ryan Schmelz has the latest on News Radio 92.3.
As Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene sounds the alarm on health care and is demanding GOP leadership take action, House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox News Sunday he and Greene had a thoughtful conversation, and there are Republicans who are working around the clock on the issue.
We have hundreds of ideas literally on the table to fix health care.
Democrats have made Affordable Care Act tax credits a sticking point to end the government shutdown, saying over 20 million Americans could see premiums increase if they expire. Republicans argue the program needs to see significant reforms and should be dealt with separately. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Being a social butterfly could help you live longer. A new study by researchers at Cornell University found that social relationships can slow cellular aging. Using data from over 2,000 U.S. adults, researchers measured their cumulative social advantage, which is tied to family relationships, emotional support, religious involvement, so on and so forth. The scores were then matched to biological markers, such as the cellular aging we talked about, but also inflammation and stress hormone function, focusing on things that basically can dictate the pace at which you age. Well, people with higher social relationship scores had slower biological aging, inflammation, and no effects on stress hormones whatsoever.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3 Pensacola. Right now, President Trump strikes another deal with a major drug maker to bring down prescription prices. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A week after securing a deal with Pfizer, President Trump announced a most favored nations agreement with European drug maker AstraZeneca.
Most favored nation is you're going to pay whatever the lowest price anywhere in the world is. That's what you're going to be paying.
AstraZeneca agreed to sell drugs to Medicaid patients at lower prices, and most medications will soon be available on a government-run website, TrumpRx.com, early next year. The drug maker is also investing $50 billion to increase U.S. production of commonly used prescriptions in America, exempting the company from pharmaceutical tariffs planned by the Trump administration. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
We're now learning that former President Joe Biden is undergoing a new phase of treatment for an aggressive form of cancer. Roger Stearns on News Radio 92.3.
Biden has prostate cancer, and doctors are giving him radiation therapy and hormone treatment. The radiation is supposed to last for 5 weeks, and his hormone treatment consists of pills. Biden is 82, and his prognosis has not been made public. Doctors diagnosed his cancer in May. The 46th president is no stranger to malignancies. Last month, Biden had surgery for skin cancer. Roger Stern, Fox News.
All righty, 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see what we got here. Who am I kidding? Let's just skip straight ahead to the moment of truth because it's been giving us a problem all afternoon. That is the Navarre Beach Bridge. If you're trying to get off of the beach heading towards Navarre Parkway, we do have some congestion there right as you're getting onto the bridge. But it's a fraction of how bad it used to be, a shell of its former self, so to speak. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up, so thanks for staying safe out there tonight. As for your weather, at least on a local scale, 80 degrees, low of 62. It's going to be sunny, mostly clear, just like it was today for the rest of your week. Tomorrow's high, sitting at around 86.
Local weather, good. National picture, not so good. Climate weather continues for certain parts of the U.S., Janice Dean has the forecast on News Radio 92.3.
A coastal low continues to bring strong winds, heavy rain, high surf, and beach erosion from the mid-Atlantic region to the northeast through Tuesday. High tides could lead to significant coastal flooding in some communities and high winds, also potentially bringing about power outages. Stay tuned to Fox Weather for all the details. Tropical moisture streaming in from the Pacific, bringing heavy rain to the southwest and southern California, and that could lead to flash flooding, especially across burn areas. Heavy snow is piling up over the northern Rockies and the Sierra Nevada through Tuesday. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Gas prices decreased by about 5 cents over the last 2 weeks to a national level of around $3.22 per gallon. According to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey, she says even more relief could be on the way.
We may see another decline of that amount, or maybe even double that amount in coming days, depending most of all, of course, on the big dominant factor, crude oil prices.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Stocks surged today on Wall Street, rebounding from Friday's massive sell-off after President Donald Trump announced trade relations with China will, quote, all be fine. Big tech leading the surge today through the NASDAQ with Broadcom, Oracle, AMD, and NVIDIA all rising by at least 1%. The Dow was up 588 points, the S&P 500 growing by 102, and the NASDAQ gaining nearly 500 points. Shares of Bloom Energy soaring today more than 20% after striking a deal with Brookfield Asset Management to install fuel cells in AI data centers. Brookfield will reportedly spend up to $5 billion to deploy Bloom Energy's technology. Crude oil futures for November delivery rising today, currently up more than 1.1%. They're sitting below $60 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Artificial intelligence innovation remains at the forefront for tech giants. Laura Kantner is in with a report.
OpenAI and Broadcom are partnering up in a multi-billion dollar chip development deal. Chipmaker Broadcom would build OpenAI's first AI processor. It would deploy 10 gigawatts of next-generation accelerators and network systems necessary for AI growth. The announcement sending shares of Broadcom soaring. ChatGPT creator OpenAI has inked deals in recent weeks with NVIDIA, Oracle, and AMD. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman said the newest partnership is another step toward AI becoming beneficial to, quote, all humanity. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Amazon hiring 250,000 people in the U.S. ahead of the holidays. It's looking for full-time, part-time, seasonal workers for its fulfillment and transportation teams. Employees can earn an average of $23 an hour plus benefits. The company says new job opportunities are posted weekly from October through December.
General Motors announcing the return of an electric vehicle for 2027. Been around before, it's back. Carmen Roberts has the story.
General Motors is bringing back a popular, affordable electric vehicle after years off the market. The Chevy Bolt is returning for the model year 2027, starting at the suggested retail price of just less than $30,000. GM says later in the model year, an even more affordable LT will be available for about $1,000 less. The company launched Chevy Bolt EVs 10 years ago using LG batteries, started recalls 5 years ago after fire complaints, and ended production in 2023. The new Chevy Bolt EVs will be offered with a Tesla charging system and expected to have a 255-mile range. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The man who won the recent $2 billion Powerball jackpot buying up burned-out properties in SoCal, Edwin Castro, invested $10 million to purchase 15 lots in Altadena, where he plans to build homes reminiscent of the neighborhoods that were erased by the Eaton Fire. He says he wants to sell at market value to people who wish to raise their families in that area.
Well, Amazon, OpenAI, and Google are releasing new agentic artificial intelligence assistants. Not sure what this is, but let's find out. Here's Madison Allworth.
Amazon has introduced QuickSuite, which is the agentic AI application that AWS users can use to automate tasks. Competition is heating up. On Thursday, Google launched Gemini Enterprise. It's powered by the tech giant's AI models and allows users to ask questions about their companies, data, documents, and applications, all in a very conversational manner, like you would with a human assistant. And then OpenAI, they've unveiled a new set of tools that are capable of carrying out multi-step tasks, including research, content creation, and scheduling. OpenAI also announced new partnerships with companies like Expedia, Spotify, and Zillow to help users all within the ChatGPT app.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth recently announced the formation of a first-of-its-kind department-wide barracks task force. Wow. Kevin Yurinsky has more.
Secretary Hegseth says the task force will be
charged with developing a department-wide barracks investment plan within the next 30 days.
Hegseth says the catalyst for the task force actually came a while ago.
2 years ago, the Government Accountability Office released a report. It said, quote, poor living conditions undermine quality of life and readiness.
The secretary says substandard housing is unacceptable and adds that better housing will lead to better performance.
Barracks are where warriors go to rest and recover, a place they go to mentally and physically prepare for winning the next fight.
Hegseth says it's part of his job to make sure troops have the very best. Kevin Yurecki, Fox News.
And as I speak, the clock is striking 6:52 this evening. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get one final check of your roads and weather, accompanied by some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to ease you into this Monday night right here on News Radio 92.3.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Five away from 7, News Radio 92.3. It's been a beautiful day today. It really has been. Austin's done a kick job with the forecast. Not a bad job with the traffic conditions as well. And we'll check in with him now. Well,
yeah.
It's been a nice day.
No, it has. It has. The only spot that's really been giving us a thorn in our side is the Navarre Beach Bridge. As you're coming off the beach heading towards Navarre Parkway, but I'm very happy to report that all of that congestion is gone. If you're dealing with backups wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for long. So thank you for staying safe out there. As for your weather, 80 degrees right now, low of 62. Sunny, clear skies was the recipe today, and that's what we've got over the course of the rest of your work week. Tomorrow's high sitting at around 86 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Newly released photos seem to back up the rumors that Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau are indeed an item. Tanya J. Powers has more on the story.
The photos of Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau on board her yacht seem to confirm their relationship. They were taken last month off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, and show the two kissing and hugging on the upper deck. Perry, wearing a black one-piece swimsuit, and Trudeau, wearing only jeans, were caught on camera by a tourist who told the Daily Mail that she didn't realize who Perry was with until she saw the tattoo on the man's arm. The couple first sparked dating rumors in July, following an intimate dinner in Montreal. Trudeau was also seen at her concert in Canada. Perry split from Orlando Bloom in June, and Trudeau has been separated from his wife since 2023. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A survey reveals most Americans finish their candy before Halloween even happens. A CVS Pharmacy study shows that the average American gobbles up their Halloween candy stash twice before even seeing their first trick-or-treater. One in four of those surveyed admitted having to restock three times or more. A whopping 55% said that they have to rush out to buy candy at the last minute.
I just turned the light off. Folks wearing costumes or nothing at all flooded Portland streets to protest the Trump administration. This is brilliant. Here's Christian Goodwin.
Hundreds of naked or nearly naked bike riders seen pedaling through Portland Sunday, ending up in front of the city's Immigration and Customs Enforcement building. Participants calling this an emergency edition of the city's annual World Naked Bike Ride to rally against President Trump's call to send the National Guard troops to the city.
This is has more impact. We're doing it for something bigger than just like freedom of expression. You know, we're doing it for human rights.
One bike rider named Rodney, speaking with KPTV Fox 12 News. Others have made headlines wearing inflatable frog and unicorn costumes. President Trump deploying guard troops to protect property, but the city is awaiting an appeals court ruling after a federal judge temporarily blocked the deployment. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
See, Chris, now you don't have to ask me what I was up to this weekend. She just walked you right through it. And this is cute. One of the iconic activities of wintertime in New York City once again open, the Rockefeller Center ice skating rink up and running for residents and tourists alike to take a twirl around the ice. The rink first opened in 1936 and became a winter fixture of the holiday season just 3 years after.
Well, America's biggest film of the year is getting a sequel. What is it? Here's Michelle Polino with the answer.
A Minecraft movie is getting a sequel. Warner Brothers Pictures has announced that the follow-up to this year's box office hit will arrive in July of 2027.
In the overworld,
whoa,
anything you can dream about, you can create.
So they built all this?
Yeah, most of it.
Hola.
Director Jared Hess will return to the helm and co-write the still untitled film with Jason Momoa again, serving as one of the producers. No plot or cast details have been released. The film, starring Momoa and Jack Black, is the year's top-grossing film in North America, pulling in $424 million at the box office. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A powerful nor'easter slamming into the Gulf Coast. I mean, East Coast. No, watch it. Watch what you say here. Into the East Coast. Here's Bob Van Dillen.
Well, the Jersey Shore is getting it on the chin right now from the season's first nor'easter as it rolls off the coast. Looks like it's going to take a beeline out across the Atlantic, but before that happens, a lot of wind, a lot of beach erosion, and yes, coastal flooding. We have seen that all the way through areas by the Jersey Shore from Sandy Hook way down through Ocean Grove and extends all the way down to Cape May. New Jersey Shore taking its first shot of a nor'easter like a champ. A lot of wind, a lot of wave, and a lot of rain action. In Manasquan, New Jersey, meteorologist Bob Van Dillen, Fox Weather.
East Coast we're talking about, not the Gulf Coast. Ice Flyers kicking off the season this Saturday. Oh, so excited. 29 home games at the Bay Center this season, so enjoy that. Austin and I will be back tomorrow at 4. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.